Thomas Simpson, who's got the torch at the moment. And he's just surrounded by people taking pictures. Lots of people with their camera phones and pictures. He can't move, but people wanted to take pictures of Thomas with the torch. It's amazing. His family are all hugging him and kissing him. It's just, I get emotional at times like this, Tony, because I just think it's absolutely fantastic to see these scenes. This is just bringing people together, young, old, middle-aged, you know, lawyers, shop assistants, doctors, street cleaners. Everyone's here. Everyone is equal, standing shoulder to shoulder to welcome the Olympics here to Redditch. Ironically, it was 1948 the last time the Olympics were here, and they were nicknamed the Austerity Games, not long after the Second World War. And here we are again, back in a similar economic situation. But it doesn't matter today, just for this one moment, these few minutes, where the torch comes through this town. It doesn't matter because the Olympic torch is here. Thomas Simpson has got it, and he's lifted it like the torch is just being lit, Tony. You can just see that yellow, hazy flame, and he's just lifting it aloft. Massive cheer from the crowd, as you probably heard, and the Union flag start to flutter in the summer breeze.
Nice smiley faces. You've had a lovely day by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
Yeah. What sticks in your mind? What's your most memorable moment, madam?
Well, I think high-fiving with the policeman was quite interesting.
Not something you do every day.
No. And then seeing the torch come down obviously was very exciting as well.